I've been a nurse since 95.
Okay.
And I was fortunate to have gone as my first job into a clinic that had integrative medical physicians.
Okay.
And they had their own apothecary closet. And so since then, so we learned how to utilize roots and herbs. That's correct. And what they did.
This is like real deal.
And what they did and what they do.
Alternative medicine. Still,
that's right.
Yeah.
Alternative medical physicians. They complement, right? So they complement conventional medication with alternative medication, right?
Okay.
Alternative roots and herbs so that their milligrams can be decreased so that they don't have to suffer with all of the side effects that can come
right.
with conventional medication.
Okay.
So this is what they did. So so that's how I came about wanting to have an herb-infused CBD product.
We are back on day two here at the CWCBE Expo or CWCB Expo. Is it CBCW?
CBCW.
I'm an idiot. I've been saying CWCB. CWCB.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks a lot, real friend. God, way to throw me under the bus. This is your
That's okay.
It's your host here, Max Hugo from Dovesio.
It's only 11 o'clock in the morning.
It is. And we're the first interview of the day. And we're still getting started because we just went on a boat ride last night.
Oh,
and it was really cool.
I missed that.
You did?
Yeah. So I get seasick.
Okay. Well, that would explain why you didn't go on the boat, because it was rocking a lot. And we sat there in the bay for 45 minutes waiting to leave. Yeah.
Oh.
So there were a lot of people that were like downstairs. Not on the top part, looking to not throw up. Yeah, there are quite a few people that were getting queasy on that thing while we were waiting because it was...
Yeah, absolutely. And the only thing that helps me is bitters ale.
Okay.
Right? And...
look at you. You're like a pharmacist. You do all the tricks.
Bitters ale. Yeah, but it has ginger liquor in it, liqueur.
Okay.
And I don't drink, so when I drink it, it does help with that, but then it makes me a little bit crazy, and my husband couldn't be there, so
gotcha.
I couldn't go.
So you didn't have anybody to, like, stop?
To stop me, to control the little wildness that would have come out.
From liquor.
From liqueur.
Liqueur. Not just, so is that all? All right, hold on.
It's liqueur and ginger ale. Okay, let's get back to where we are.
So back to the podcast. Hi, my name is Max. I'm the host here. And but I have. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Wendy Bertrand.
Okay.
And I am the founder and CEO of an herb-infused CBD company called Sinsemilla de Ma 420 CBD. Short.
How do you spell that?
In short, it's Sin 420 CBD.
Sin 420. Like
S-I-N? S-I-N.
Okay.
Right. 420 CBD.
Sin 420 CBD. Yeah. See, that's...
Sinsemilla.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what that is?
Yeah, Sinsemilla. Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
I'm old school.
And then DeMar.
Okay.
Is old in years ago, centuries, maybe a century or so ago. In Cantonese, it means medicinal cannabis. So I'm half Dominican and half Chinese. And that's how I got my name.
Love it.
Created my name.
I love the stories behind how brands start.
There has to be a real story. Right?
Half Dominican and half Chinese.
Half Dominican
you
and
had
Chinese.
Really interesting holidays.
I had really good holidays.
Really amazing Thanksgiving dinners.
Really amazing.
I can only
every
imagine.
Other year.
Every
right?
other year.
Every year I had amazing Thanksgiving because every other year was each culture.
Yes.
You have to exchange.
So you split. You didn't do like a potluck where it's like we're gonna make.
No. You'd either go to the Dominican side of the family,
okay.
or go to the Asian side of the family, right?
Sounds amazing either way.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it's amazing because I have been
I'm
able
so
to.
Hungry right now. right. thinking about right. this. That sounds amazing.
Because you think of food, right?
Well, food is, you
think of those cultures.
And in both cultures have amazing right. food.
Food and cannabis.
And you combined right. that to create your CBD brand. That's and you correct. Were telling me about, for one, I'm going to go over there and get some samples because I like samples. And
absolutely.
Yeah, Eric absolutely. Likes samples three. So, let's just put it this way. As somebody who has, and this is, because I can tell you, like, I'm always looking for a good CBD product, right. like, especially, like, a,
right.
something you can rub into your skin, because
right.
I have seven herniated discs, mm-hmm. And especially when you're traveling and carrying bags and walking all over this, and standing on your feet
all day
at
long.
A trade show, and then being on a boat for 4 hours last night, like, we got back and I was like, dude, I need to get off my feet. And my back was screaming at me and everything else.
100% agree.
Okay.
I believe CBD is CBD is CBD.
Right.
Right. So we already know.
But I don't think all CBDs are the same.
Well, not all CBDs are the same. I agree with you.
Okay.
But they're meant to do the same thing, right? Within, and everybody had... If you don't know the endocannabinoid system and all that it does for you, and everyone has their own system,
yes,
right?
Okay. And your system reacts differently than anybody
else's. 100%. And so what I did was, so I'm going to go back a little bit. I've been a nurse since 95.
Okay.
And I was fortunate to have gone as my first job into a clinic that had integrative medical physicians.
Okay.
And they had their own apothecary closet. And so since then, so we learned how to utilize roots and herbs. That's correct. And what they did.
This is like real deal.
And what they did and what they do.
Alternative there are medicine. Still,
that's right.
Yeah.
Alternative medical physicians. They complement, right? So they complement conventional medication with alternative medication. Right?
Okay.
Alternative roots and herbs so that their milligrams can be decreased so that they don't have to suffer with all of the side effects that can come
right.
with conventional medication.
Okay.
So this is what they did. So that's how I came about wanting to have an herb-infused CBD product. So I took those herbs and roots and oils, essential oils, and I created recipes.
And you did this yourself?
I created the recipes myself. I had to find the correct processor, which actually took 4 tries. So
yes, and let's go back to all CBD is not the same, because one of the things we were talking about before we went live was we don't white label, we make our own products. Because if you do know anything about the CBD and the hemp industry, there are a ton of white label producers, and there are a ton of companies that just slap their name and their brand on basically the same product that 50 other companies have and
100%.
Call it their own and call it their own formula. So the fact that you actually not only make your own CBD, but also add all these essential oils and natural roots and everything else into it.
Right. And
that's phenomenal.
And the other thing with that, you know, you think about that. Coming here is phenomenal because
okay.
I'm able to get my brand and my story out.
Okay.
I have so far been approached by 3 people asking if I would white label my products for them.
Right. Because, well, I think the good thing about this is people are catching on.
Right.
They know that other products are being white labeled.
Right.
They know that it's the same thing as everybody else.
Right.
And the fact that you don't makes you stand out.
Right. And so they ask me. Right.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's hard because on the business side, you're like, oh, that sounds so great.
It would be so much cheaper to white label.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For me, they want to use my products
right.
and put their labels on.
Right.
Right? So
right.
That's one aspect. The other aspect is
from a quality control,
exactly.
from a taking care of the customer,
right.
from a like I'm doing this from a purpose driven
right.
business owner versus like
right.
I just want to sell products.
100%.
Yeah,
right.
there's a huge difference.
There's a healing part
yeah.
of this for me. I mean, yes. go recreation, because I'm going to tell you 100%, 100%, my 36-year-old, it's his medicine. And we communicate and love better when he takes his medicine. That's 100%.
That is important. That is right. Very important.
And this is since he's 17.
Wow.
That we've come to this realization.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So it is medicine. Cannabis absolutely. Is medicine.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So how do people like find it? Because you're here in New York, right?
I'm here. Okay. So I have an online store.
Okay.
But my products can be also purchased. Right now, I'm in, I believe, 5 or 6 legal dispensaries here in New York.
Okay.
Can I name them?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Plug them away.
So I'm in Conbud. I am in Elevate in Mount Vernon. That was my very first store.
Okay.
I am in Cannabis Realm in White Plains. Two Buds on 241st in the Bronx.
Okay.
I am also on 42nd Street at the Polanco Brothers.
Okay.
I am soon to be in Stoops, which is on 23rd and 5th.
That's exciting.
Yes. And I'm blanking right now. I need a little bit of my tincture to help me with the brain fog.
Get the brain
COVID,
activated.
You know, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I take it every morning.
Okay. So.
So I could survive.
You're in all these New York dispensaries, but so now.
Sig420CBD.com.
Okay, so with this though, because you're selling CBD, you can sell outside of the state of New York.
Absolutely,
right?
I can sell outside of the state of New York, and I can sell across the world in the countries where CBD is legal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So have you looked into expanding into anywhere outside of New York, or
I was actually approached by someone who services Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And some of the dispensaries, they will be when Florida's legalized.
All right.
And they've asked me if I would. Yeah. So I'm slowly but surely. But you know what? For me, again, it's not about how many.
Right.
It's about the sustainability.
Right.
It's about the return client, at which it is about the return client.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want your customers to come back and come back and be happy.
Exactly. I want to hear from the dispensaries.
Right.
Right. Hey, listen.
Do they love the product?
This is sold out. And so-and-so came back and they want
They want more. That's
important.
That's a great feeling. That's a great feeling to know that you can do that. Yeah. So what made you get into this? I mean, obviously, like, you have a background in nursing. You have a background, you know.
Okay.
What made you decide you're like, I'm going to start making my own CBD products?
So let's go back really quick.
Okay.
To what made me get into this. So truth be told, from 14 to 18, I dated a dealer.
Okay.
And so I was also
You're from
dealer,
New York. Okay. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Bronx, listen, we've all got a history.
And right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then...
You don't say it like it's a bad thing anymore.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Right, because, I mean, how many are now able to do it legally?
Yeah.
Right? So then I kind of went the other side because I wound up having to deal with an addict.
Okay.
And so I went the straight and narrow. I went back to college. I became a nurse. It was, you know, no drugs, no alcohol,
okay.
No this, no that. So in 2019 was the first time that I had ever heard about CBD.
Really?
2019.
Okay.
And that was via one of my nurses. And in 2020, I wound up getting COVID.
Okay.
Not once, but twice, and almost expiring from it.
No.
Literally.
Really?
Yeah. So I wound up being home. And at that moment, I decided I really want to help people. And I think I want to do it this way. So I found St. Joseph's University has a cannabis course.
All right.
This was back in 2020.
Okay.
And I took their 6-month course and I fell in love again with the plants.
Right.
With the right. plants, all of them. And it brought me back to the roots and herbs that I had already worked with.
Right. And you were like, if I can combine these together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. That's how I came about.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. All right, great. So sin420cbd.com.
That's it.
Okay.
That's me.
And what kind of products are you selling?
So I have balms, topicals, balms and creams.
Okay.
I have tinctures.
Okay.
I have gummies. I have day and night for the tinctures and the gummies. I also have one tincture that has no THC. Lab tested, no THC. And I do that for the state workers.
All right.
For the truck drivers.
Right.
Right. Firemen.
Guys,
construction
that can't
workers
test dirty.
Exactly.
But
they
still
need
something.
They
need
the
yeah.
health benefits from head to toe.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Yeah. That is fantastic. So, all right. So, sin420cbd.com. Go check out Wendy's products. Thank you so much.
Oh, and let's not forget.
Oh, let's not forget. The Herb Barn Consulting.
The Urban RN.
The Herb. Oh, Urban, yeah. Urban RN. Right? There you go. My bad.
That's right.
Yes. The
because
Urban,
in November, I became a certified cannabis nurse. Not credentialed yet because the state doesn't recognize it, but
right.
I'm part of ACNA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you actually come in and consult then as well.
They can, yeah, I'll come in and consult.
Okay.
They can reach out to me. And
okay.
So the dispensaries can have them. Any client who has additional questions after purchase.
Right.
Can reach out to
contact
me.
You directly.
Absolutely.
And you'll be able 100%. To help them out because
that's what I do.
Companies that just white label
or drop off their products to you.
Yeah.
And never come back.
You care. That's the difference. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Back here.
Wendy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This has been great. I'm so happy this was your first podcast interview. Hopefully.
My first real heavy
podcast interview ever. So I would cheers to you. You don't have
I would cheers,
cheers,
you know.
We're going to do a virtual cheers.
Okay.
Virtual cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. This has been another episode of Beto Unshackled here at the CWCB Expo here in New York at Jacob Javits. And we'll see you in the next one.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain to waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
The plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake.
I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it.
The results are, you know, above and beyond what I expect, you know.
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks
a lot.